It's 11:35, Newfoundland Daylight Saving Time. Stay tuned for The Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine, with Paul Moth. You are listening to the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland, 520 on the long wave. This week on The Great Eastern.
Oh, my. I fear something's gone wrong.
The question of liability in the event of an accident.
Does the bottle of Culloden not ring a wee bell?
They say no one suffered, but then again, who can really say?
Hello, peoples of Canada, bonjour. Goth and die in Iceland, my name is Paul Moth. This week on The Great Eastern, a slapshot to the head. Brace yourself for a radio implant. Flights of fancies at the Scottish table, a top 10 tattoo, and mind that caber. All this for you, with me, on The Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine.
Down we go into the belly of the BCN building to seek out archival treasure. And here he is, the keeper of the vault and director of radio here at the BCN, Ish Lundrigan.
This week, Paul, a report on the Conference on Technologies of the Future, filed by Winston Nee back in 1963.
I remember it well. I was only 14 years old then, Ish. The conference held out the promise of space travel, a world free of disease and want, and the Stimutron, I remember, a machine that would provide endless sensory stimulation to the user.
Yes, and what 14-year-old lad couldn't make use of that?
What middle-aged bachelor couldn't?
Well, here's the first of several reports by Winston.
Here in the exhibition hall, we can see some of the wonders created by a new generation of scientists. The potato and tomatanium, giant vegetables grown in radiation-rich soil. But don't touch them, they're hot! This form of self-cooking produce may one day feed the world. The electric vibrating wand will work out the kinks. Handheld and operated by battery, it provides the user with an easy means of eliminating modern stress.
The micro receiver is inserted directly into the brain via the nasal passage.
BCN's own Ariald Vanis and Eldon Basha show us the prototype for the Syrup Radio.
Brace yourself, Eldon.
It's a device that will someday allow listeners to receive radio signals directly into their brains.
Yeah, thank my hanky. Mr. Basha is now receptive.
It eagerly awaited his local inventor Otto Drudge's visionary motor vehicle, which is said to run on nothing more than water and small concentrations of fish offal. Listen now as Mr. Drudge turns the key in the ignition and... he's off! Thus dawns a new age in automotive history.
Could you stop there for a moment? Otto Drudge. Is he anything to the Drudge family motors people?
Big Bill Drudge's great uncle. Took the prototype down to Detroit and never heard from again.
Well, it's encouraging, though, that the family should keep up the tradition of automobile manufacture here in Newfoundland.
Great cars, but a little out of my range, I'm afraid.
Tomorrow, dignitaries and invited guests travel by jet-powered aeroplane to Lanceloo in Labrador, where they will greet passengers disembarking from the inaugural voyage of the Volksuntergroundbahn. German for People's Tube. The tube beneath the Straits of Belle Isle connects Newfoundland to Labrador, making the province whole, realizing finally the promise of Confederation.
The old folks underground band was tragic.
Horrifying.
Unimaginably so.
The technology had been developed in Germany by Krupp's Funkenscheid, but the trials had been undertaken in a much shorter tube under the Rhine.
The cylinders carrying the passengers built up such tremendous speed over the 15-mile tube that... Is it on the tape?
I'm one step ahead of you, Paul.
Oh, what a sight! What a great day for Newfoundland! The shining automated silver cylinder is sliding into its docking bay now. The doors are opening. I don't see anyone stepping out just yet. Angus Wills, Minister of Industrial Development, is looking inside. Oh, my! I fear something's gone wrong. I'm making my way through the crowd now. And if I could just see in... Oh! God, help us and save us! It's doomed!
All liquefied.
Everyone aboard?
Every living soul, forced by the thrust to the back of the cylinder where they were mushed up against the wall and rendered into a foul human soup. They say no one suffered, but then again, who can really say?
Unprecedented assemblage of Newfoundland scientists were in that tube. Who can guess what they might have achieved?
Set back Newfoundland industrial development decades. I don't think we've yet recovered.
It's a cautionary tale, Ish.
How so, Paul?
Whatever will be, will be.
Huh?
The future's not ours to see. Come on, say it.
Don't be so foolish.
I know you want to say it.
The tube was flooded and the project abandoned. I guess every story can't have a happy ending.
Well, we'll see you next time, Ish.
In the vault.
I'm Kyle West. Join me this Friday night for Sketches of Miles. This week, part 17, The Bummer Years.
You want to take that again from the top, Miles?
You want to go f*** up, yo?
Miles Davis was desperately searching for something new. He found it in a syringe.
Come on, Miles. How long are you going to be in there, man?
I can't go on, Gil. The smack's got me too bummed up.
I'll go downstairs.
Okay, man. Thanks. I go f*** up.
There was only one way for Miles to go. Electric. Miles, Portrait of a Jazz Genius. Previously, unreleased recordings of the Blue Funk Studio Sessions.
Columbia, motherfucker, record man. T.O., motherfucker. Whitey, A&R, no doubt it, motherfucker. Where's my motherfucking horn gone?
Sketches of Miles, The Bummer Years. A BCN Jazzumentary Special. This Friday night at 10, with me, Kyle West.
On with the noise, this is it. Yes, it's time for our regular What's That Noise from Newfoundland contest. We play the noise, and you guess what it is. The winner receives a fabulous memento from the BCN kiosk up in the front lobby. Now, due to our special report on the University of the Future last week, we drew no entries. So this week, we'll draw two. Hollis Duffett, Engineer Supreme, let us hear that noise from Newfoundland. Well, there it is. And here it is, the mailbag, full to overflowing with letters, postcards, and emails. And the first entry here is from all the way from New Waterford in sunny Nueva Scotia, and it's from Bertha MacDonald, one of the famous MacDonalds of New Waterford, and she writes, Newfoundland's Great Eastern. Hello, Newfoundland, and hello, Paul. Well, hello to you too, Bertha. I've been listening to your great program on the weekend CBC, and if that little mystery noise contest is really a contest... What could you possibly mean by that, Bertha? It's really a contest. I'd like to give my version of it. I think it sounds like Brian Tobin giving the raspberry to Lucien Bouchard. Hope I win. Best regards from Cape Breton, Bertha MacDonald. Well, thank you, Bertha, but the raspberry, while a good idea, is not the right answer. Keep on trying. Let's see what else awaits us at the bottom of the bag-o-mail. And here's an email entry. Our first guest from the information swamp, and it comes from InfoRant. Who is that? Ontario, should have known. It's from Mike Coburn, and Mike writes, Hi, Paul. There is no way that a postcard will make it to you before this Saturday, so please consider this as my wild guess at the What's That Sound contest sound. I would love to give a humorous answer, but I think I know it and don't want to waste the opportunity to get a really cool prize from you guys. Wise choice there, Mike. The sound you are asking about is the amazing voice of the Tuvan singer Sanko Namchilak performing at the Sound Symposium this past summer. We? Thanks for such a great show. Keep up the good work. Mike Coburn, Toronto, Ontario. Thanks, Mike. And as for your guests, Quizmaster Hollis Duffett, do we have a winner? Yes, we! Mike Coburn, you are a winner. Congratulations. That is indeed noted Tuvan vocalist Sanko Namchilak, performing at the Sound Symposium 8 in St. John's this past summer, and a suitable prize is almost now winging its way to you. Our first non-Newfoundland winner in over a year.
I guess we're still giving out T-shirts, are we, Hollis?
Yes, I think we are. Our regular listeners know that when someone guesses the noise from Newfoundland correctly, we have a new sound, prepared as always, and indeed we do. Monsieur Duffett, let's hear the new noise from Newfoundland. There it is. I'm not going to give you any hints. Let you think about it for a while. Think you know what it is now? If so, write us at the What's That Noise from Newfoundland contest, care of the Great Eastern, 342 Duckworth Street, St. John's, Newfoundland, A1C1H5. From Lapland, here's Anne-Helene Titos with Vuoi Daid Rudaid.
Coast in Newfoundland. You're listening to BCN, the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland.
Hello, I'm Rita Malloy with some BCN programming highlights. At 2, it's Libby Sinyard, Bay Superwoman. This week, Mayor Libby keeps Dr. Chandra from leaving Sops Bowl using blackmail and shows you how to turn your fish plant into a casino. At 4, it's Playlets and Episode 4 of Please Make It Stop. Feral Dad is tagged and released outside Colinette. Sullen daughter Brenda does a star turn for the security cameras. And Mom turns Apple Day into a real learning experience for one lucky scout. Dib, dib, dib this week on Please Make It Stop. At 11, it's The Light Fantastico with Max Manhattan Noftel. Tonight, fleecing a divorcee. Max's unctuous guests at the Racing Lounge explain how they mine middle-aged loneliness for personal gain. Could I borrow the car, babe? Tonight, on The Light Fantastico. A full day of exciting and informative programming on BCN, All Newfoundland Radio.
Down an ill-lit, ill-maintained alleyway it lies. Here it is, the legendary Five Hole, a beer parlor in downtown St. John's. And comfortably ensconced in their seats at the bar are our experts in matters sporting Puffy Barber and Toe Rousel. Puffy, Toe, it's a pleasure to be here. Now, this public house has long been a home away from home for the sporting set of St. John's. The walls are covered with photos of the city's athletic legends. Trophies and pennants decorate the bar. There's even memorabilia from a... Are you okay, Puff?
A bit of pickle wiener.
You'll be fine.
Okay, Lance, I guess the big story these days is the exclusion of our Newfoundland junior hockey squad from European competition because of their continued use of the leg hold trap.
I wouldn't say so. Puff?
I'm following the release of the new Tommy Goss bonus.
What, the sneaker?
High-performance athletics shoe, actually, Puff.
With anti-jamming?
Yeah, athletes always do seem to be jamming
the
stuff,
don't
they?
The shoe is loaded with super-cooled glycol, packed in there at very high pressure.
There's one shortcoming of the shoe. The stuff's in there at about, 20,000 pounds per square
23,
inch,
23,000 PSI with a picture of Tommy Goss's tattooed ass on the side.
So if the shoe blows...
The question of liability in the event of an accident...
Which is critical to Tommy's contract with the
Lancers. That's right. That revenue... News are linked. I hear the manufacturer has a piece of the franchise.
Which is also in trouble with the city council over the new dome stadium.
That's right.
So you think
right,
the city
yes.
might get jumpy if the shoe blows?
Much more complicated than that. Tommy and the lads and the team are really quite heavy into municipal bonds.
Yeah, Bernard Ayres was big on those.
Those
deferral
sinking bonds made my top 10 list last year.
It's a tremendous way for an elite athlete to avoid taxes.
What do you think of Tommy's ass, Toe?
I don't know, Puff. The man's got a nice ass.
No, the tattoo.
Oh, yeah. One of the more tasteful this year.
Top 10.
Is he really the kind of person we want as a role model for our children, though?
Well, he's rich.
Fast.
Tough as nails.
Perhaps a little...
A little short-tempered.
But he's a thoroughbred.
And a tattoo, you know...
While explicit.
Is tasteful.
Instructive, even.
Yeah, the man's a role model.
Top 10.
Absolutely top 10.
Now, with all these distractions, the prospect of a shoe blowing, the domed stadium, possibly the franchise even at risk, do you think the team can maintain their focus? Do we have a winning season here?
Oh, yes.
Definitely,
yes.
Definitely.
They got the new divisional organization.
And the wild card.
Expansion next year.
And with the trading deadline.
Bearing a lockout.
Or a holdout.
Or a walkout.
Looks good.
A shoe-in.
So you think our boys are pumped, eh?
Bumped?
No, pumped.
What do you mean, pumped?
You know, pumped. Indeed. Now, on the heels of Canada's defeat in the World Cup of Hockey, there's been much talk about the declining caliber of the nation's players. Does the fault lie with minor hockey, do you think? And if so, what are the solutions?
Genetic.
Agreed. Breed a new generation of player up in the Rockies.
The test tube peewee.
The first experiments didn't go so well,
The first experiments?
Yes. Some of Ed Van Imp's DNA got mixed up with Bobby Hull's.
Wicked slapshot on the lad, but he could never
figure the game out.
Yeah, he was a skating circle.
Bleated like a sheep.
Yeah, like a sheep.
Something's coming back to me here. You guys remember... Derek Sanderson?
The Turk. Yeah. The billion-dollar man.
That's the guy. Well, I remember one night at Studio 54, he told me about the NHL breeding station in the Rockies, but, I don't know, the music was kind of loud and we'd been doing stuff. I guess I figured it was just one of those stories that goes round. But it really exists, eh?
Biotechnology.
Biotechnology is the future of professional sports in Canada.
Top 10?
Absolutely.
Top 10.
Well, as usual, this has been a real eye-opener. Puffy Barber, Toe Rousel, thank you so much. And we'll see you again soon for another look under the covers of the sporting world.
Oh.
Hard disk controller failure? Don't worry. This week on University of the Air... Hacking Bob 80 provides 5 easy lessons for downloading your mind onto a PC and reconfiguring your operating system. Dell Brain Star Dot Star? Are you sure? Absolutely. The future's looking better already. Put an end to your Windows sessions forever. Download this with Bob 80 on University of the Air Tuesday evening at 7:30 on BCN.
Hundred years since the great Robbie Burns curdled his final brogue, and the Scottish and Hibernophile community of St. John's is puffing up the bag and pipes to celebrate the bard. I'm under one of many tents here in the grounds of St. Andrew's Kirk, and there's fun and excitement all around. Joining me now is committee chair of the Robbie Burns Bicentennial, Fiona Muir.
Great to hear you here, Paul.
A clarification, Fiona. Burns died on July 21st, 1796. Why the October kickoff?
A full year of events would have cost a wee fortune, so we decided to hold off till now and go straight through to Hogmanay.
I see, so the
children... Oh, my knackies! Oh.
That was close.
Why, he's a great tosser, that lad. You should see the testicles on him. They're incredible.
I'm sure.
You ought to have a look.
Maybe later. So, tossing the caber, what else is on the go here?
Starting off a bit later, all Scots doers will be playing. Oh. And there's a Scottish fashion retrospective.
Those dapper Scots.
How about starting with a wee bit of whiskey tasting, Paul?
Well, maybe a whiff.
The finest selection ever assembled outside Scotland. What's your pleasure?
Well, I recognise some of these at Cardew Glenfiddich. What's the rarest one you've got?
Ah, well, there's the Slugmaganmore. But my personal favourite is the Craigalachadulach Vuilin.
Well, that's got a gorgeous colour. I used to love the single malts.
This one's a half malt. Very rare. But don't worry, Paul, I'll pour you a double.
Oh. Well, Fiona, I see you've been by this table already.
Aye. I'm loaded drunk, actually. I've been drinking since the wee hours. It's tradition, you can.
Lovely peaty aroma. I can smell the heather and what's that sharp-edged scent?
That would be the meths. Drink up, Polio.
Oh, no, I couldn't. I haven't had a drink in years.
Tell me whiskey's name in Greek and I'll tell thee reason.
Well, maybe I'll just roll it across the tongue to honor the bird.
Mad? Retail, that's $5 a whiskey you just spit out, man.
Believe me, Fiona, you wouldn't want to see me back on the whiskey.
Nonsense. Here, give me that. Let's check out the cock-a-leaky now.
Great, you know, I've always had a soft spot for Scottish cuisine.
Ah, oh, well, you're in for a treat.
Look at the spread. I don't believe it. Oh, my favourites. Look, mealy pudding, kedgeree. Is that bashed neat?
Aye, and tatty drottle, and look, Paul.
Oh, herring and oatmeal pie, oh my God.
And a gorgeous Athelbrose.
Excuse me, Fiona, don't let the cash.
Back in a moment, Paul. Dig in.
Wow, would you just look at that haggis. Great chieftain of the pudding race.
So, it's dinner you want, is it?
Yeah, are you in charge here? That'd be great. I'll have a plate of the haggis.
Well, if it's dinner you want, then it's dinner you'll get.
And you are...
Oh, I've got a recipe for you, Paul Moth.
Excuse me?
A moth broth!
Yeah, a moth broth. That's pretty funny.
A curse upon the moth clan and all its seed!
Look, I think there must be some mistake here.
Oh, aye. The mistake there was. A black mistake that robbed the Kilmarnock Camerons of their domains. And you, Paul Sindler and Boothby Moore, have been living off those ill-gotten gains. And now I'm here to collect the rent.
Look, this is crazy. We've never met.
Should old acquaintance...
Anyway, the Kilmarnock Camerons... My family's not from Scotland. I've never even been to Scotland.
Does the Battle of Culloden not ring a wee bell?
No.
The black infamy of the Dutch-English Treaty of Schleswig-Lorraine.
Really, I just don't know what you're talking about.
Some braverich, moonlit night not too remote. We'll meet again, Paul Moth, for dinner.
Are you making out, Paul?
Death in the cup, so beware.
What a strange character.
I'll see.
Who is that guy?
A very, very dangerous man. His name is Alex Sinclair. No. Fraser McNiven. Or Mick something, but I'm not really sure. But he's a very dangerous man, Paul.
Well, he seems to have mistaken me for someone else. He's really riled up.
I'd be much afeard.
Why is that? Do you think that he could...
Oh, my God!
Oh!
Oh, come on, Paul. Let's dig into the fancies.
No, I don't know. I've lost my appetite for some reason. But thank you so much for showing us around here, Fiona Muir.
Pleasure.
And I urge everyone to come down to St. Andrew's Kirk and celebrate the death of this great poet.
If there's another world, he lives in bliss. If there is none, he made the best of this.
Aye.
Aye. 5:20 on the long wave. You are listening to the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland, BCN.
Whew. This is the week that was, really. I'm not sure what it is about meeting a public personality that sets some people off, but off they get set. I'm not making fun of anybody, I'm not mentioning any names. But even though some of my best friends are, or at least I know some people who are Scottish, and I've always had a taste for things Scottish, I was not prepared for what I met this week covering that Robbie Burns story. Let's take a moment and peel back the veil of personality that covers the media. Underneath that, what do you find? Well, you find me, Paul Moth. But I am two people. I am Paul Moth, the public radio host, and I am Paul Moth, the private individual. And you know nothing about the private individual. And I mean nothing. That's the way I want it. Believe me, that's the way you want it, too. Then there's the public Paul Moth, the radio presence. It seems every time I become this public person, every time I pick up a microphone, the universe changes. The reality-modifying capabilities of the microphone have not been fully investigated. Whatever. Whenever the radio waves start rolling, weird things start happening to me. What is it about the emanation of radio pulses that disturbs the brains of some addled listeners? And if those people are tuned in now, I have one message from both the public and private Paul Moth. Who are you? And what are you doing in my head? The Great Eastern finds its way through the airwaves to you, live from the studios of the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland in the City of Legends, St. John's. Hollis Duffett was chief officer in the engine room today, while at the helm of the BCN is director of radio, Ish Lundrigan. If you'd like to write us, we'd love to read you. Our street address is the Great Eastern, 342 Duckworth Street, St. John's, Newfoundland, A1C1H5. Our email address is greateastern@stjohns.cbc.ca. Check out our award-nominated homepage. Audio clips, biographical bump, and historical info about the show and the station. Check it out through the CBC's page or email us for the address. My name is Paul Moth. Join me again next Saturday for the Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine.
Hello, I'm Erling Biggs, your weather watchdog with Traffic Alert. Traffic Alert brought to you by Furlong Confections. Enjoy a Furlong knob today. First, some community announcements. The CBC is having a yard sale this afternoon on the Parkway. Items available include office furniture, stationery, some electronics, and a wide selection of unclaimed personal effects. And, that seems to be all the announcements today. Now, in the fascinating world of weekend traffic. Hunting season, again, so motorists traveling near dawn or dusk are advised to keep an eye out for slow-moving pickups cruising the back roads of the province. This activity is, of course, illegal, and motorists are asked to inform police of any violations of the Highway Traffic Act.